On the Art Apocalypse. I could never learn to paint, but now I can generate, said a lad who made some basic portraits with cheap excuse for AI, and then unevenly chicken scratched his name with big, ugly, stupid, unreadable pink letters in the corner. World away, a museum representative got tricked and hung up some pieces that he lay there cold, revolting, pronouncing that art must have a meaning, history, reason, and value. Then, for a seemingly unrelated reason, some expensive wine snobs got duped again. This time, the cheap wine brand that they proclaim the supreme was government-owned, and it didn't even really have a name. Worst yet, we can see how awesome it would be to generate 12 portraits of Sphinx cats, then use an image upscaler, create our own online store just because we can, and maybe we could make a dollar or two, and then just order 12 pieces to hang by the stairs. 12 really interesting cats that have never existed before, dressed in exquisite military uniforms, decorating the staircase on a level that most famous artists would not be able to match had they lived to 100. Yeah, it is hard to make sense of it all. It is hard to know what good art is, even when knowing that the definition of good art is the kind of art that changes lives. Generating comic books and graphic novels is already trivial, and with some generated wisdom, it would be possible to put a book together that does transform philosophy into something modern and captivating, that, in fact, really, really, really changes lives. The solution to it all is actually found with those wine snobs that get so easily tricked by a cheap brand. Fundamentally, we have misinterpreted art. We asked the wrong questions. They were too shallow. Then the generative art AI came about and made us look almost as foolish as those wine aficionados. Aside from good art being the kind of art that changes lives, the artist has to be meaningful. It has to be someone that we care about. Not everyone will care about a machine, or even a distant stranger that gets some neat art idea going. Here, we finally find another large piece of the answer to what makes art art. The artist must be personally meaningful to the viewer because of who they are or what they do beyond art, what they believe in, what they want from the world, what they want to change for the better. Art is not disconnected from the artist. Behind every good piece of art is a person that is up to something that they hope is meaningful. So it is not about the mere taste of the wine, but the person who made it, and why, and what else they do in life. It is hard for a computer program to be as meaningful as a living, thinking, and believing being. Moreover, generative art reveals itself as a new kind of brush, a new tool, and it is only meaningless when the person using it is a fool. You see, when we judged art by what it merely looked like, we were like those who judged wine by what it merely tasted like. That was the wrong thing to do, because the mind of the artist always mattered too.